The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 49, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 15, 1976, in Detroit, Michigan.
The path of Kavata Yukhya Upasri Bhaktami Vahi Navida Purma Maparam Nasta Janma Smiti Satha. So, ignorance, very good example is given here that in dream we forget everything that I am Mr. Such and Such, I am inhabitant of such and such place, everything forgot. And again, when you are awakened, we forget about the dream. This is our daily experience. In my awakening state or dreaming state, I am seeing both the activities. In the dream, I am the seer, and so-called awakening, I am the seer. So, I, the spirit soul, experiencing, I remain the same, but circumstances change. Similarly, in our previous birth, what I was, what you were, we cannot remember. Similarly, we do not know what we are going to become next. But it is a fact that I am a spirit soul, I am eternal, present. I was present in the past, I am present in the present time, and I will continue to be present in future. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna, yourself, myself, and all these persons who have assembled in this battlefield, all of us, we are existing before, we are existing now, and we shall continue to exist. Na hannati hannamani sarire. This is the first preliminary knowledge of understanding spiritual life. That I am eternal. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. As it is so, I do not take birth, neither I do die. Na hannati hannamani sarire. I am not finished with the destruction of this material body. That is going on already. My childhood body is destroyed now. We cannot find out where is that body. My youthhood body, that is destroyed. We cannot find out anymore. In this way, this body will be also destroyed, and we shall get another body. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatanavayat. In this way, we are changing body, one after another. So, why there are different types of body? That means the living entity and spirit soul, he is contracting different types of material modes of nature. And according to that, we are developing a gross body. The transmigration of the soul means the gross body is lost, because anything material it will be finished. That is the nature of material, anything material. It will be finished. But the spirit soul is not finished. So, we have got this body according to our past work. Karmana daiva netrena jantadriha upapatti. How one gets a particular type of body? Because according to his past karma, nature will automatically act. Just like if you contract some contaminous disease, nature will act. You will have to undergo the process of disease or develop that disease. So nature's law is working so nicely. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Everything is being done by the laws of nature. So, human body, when you are civilized, we should know that why I am suffering. Although under the spell of Maya, we take suffering as enjoyment. That is called Maya. Maya means what is not. You are thinking you are enjoying, but actually you are suffering. In this material body, we have to suffer. Matras for sastu konti or sitasna sukhudukkada. This example is given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita that suffering means on account of this body. There is pinching, cold, scorching heat. We feel these things on account of this body. At a certain circumstance, we feel pain. At a certain circumstance, we feel happy. But actually, the so-called happiness and distress is due to the body. Matras for sastu konti or sitasna sukhadukkada. Agama paina anitya tana titikkasabhad. Krishna has advised that this material happiness and distress, they are on account of this body. They come and go. They do not stay. So long we are in this material world, this happiness and distress will come and go. Just like seasonal changes, it does not stay. It comes and again goes away. So we should not be disturbed. If you want to stand, you can stand. It comes and goes. We should not be disturbed. Our real business is to realize ourselves, self-realization. That must go on. It must not stop. That is human life. Suffering and so-called suffering, distress, that will go on so long we have got this body. But we must come to the knowledge that I've got this body due to my past activity. That is knowledge. Karmana daiva netrena. So, a sensible man should consider, is it not possible to stop this material body? Because I am spirit soul. It is simply covering. Yes, that is human life. How to stop this contamination of this material body? So long we shall work irresponsibly. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Jadindriya pritaye apinoti na sadhu manne jato atmanoyam asannapi klesadayasa deha. We do not understand that this deha, this body, is always klesada. Klesada means giving pains. For the time being we may feel some pleasure, but actually it is a reservoir of pain, not pleasure. The example is given in this connection. Formerly this was done by the government servants to criminals, to take a man in the middle of the river and drown him, and catching his hair, and when he is almost suffocating, then they again draw from the water, and he takes little rest, and again put him into the water. So that was the system of punishment. Similarly, whatever little pleasure we are feeling, that is exactly similarly the man when he is taken from the water. Again he is to be drowned. This material world is like that. Therefore Sanatana Goswami, he was minister of the Vedic and Mohammedan government. So he presented himself to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Kiyami kano more jape tapatra. This is the intelligence. That I am undergoing constantly some sort of distresses due to this body, due to this mind, due to distresses inflicted by other living entities, and due to natural disturbances. It is a combination of distresses. But I don't want all these distresses. Everyone is aware, he doesn't want distresses, but it is enforced. This should be the question. So, when one accepts the spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, he is, by his practical example, he says one should go and inquire from the spiritual master that why I am in this condition of life, always suffering, titabhyantara. But we have become so dull, like the animals. The animals, they cannot question. They're suffering. Everyone knows animal life is full of suffering, but they cannot realize. But a human being can realize. And when the question comes, when he becomes intelligent enough that why I am suffering, then his human life begins. Otherwise he is animal. The animal cannot inquire. An animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse, but he cannot question or inquire why I am taken by force in the slaughterhouse. That is animal. But if you take one human being to be killed, if you understand, he will make a great noise that this man is going, taking me, why I am going, so on, so on. Yes. That is human life. That is the distinction between human life and animal life. That one can understand that why I am put into this condition of suffering. This is called Brahma Jigyasa. That is the beginning of Vedanta philosophy. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Then we understand one after another. And so we should take advantage. Not that we shall live like animal without any inquiry, without any finding out the remedy, how to stop this miserable condition of life. We are actually trying. Everyone is working so hard, struggle for existence. He is trying. Why one is trying to get money? Because he thinks that if I get money, then the distressed condition in which I am suffering, it can be mitigated. So the struggle for existence is going on. Everyone is trying to become happy. But that is not in the material way. Material way, we are trying to get happiness, that means sense gratification. That is not happiness. Happiness means spiritual happiness. That is happiness. This material happiness is temporary. That is not happiness, but perverted happiness. It is exemplified just like we are trying to find out water in the desert. Actually, in the desert, there is no water. But an animal, he sees that there is water in the desert, as we also see. But we are human beings, we know in the desert there is no water, it is a reflection of the sunshine. But the animal does not know, see, he is thirsty, he looks up to the water in the desert. So, this is the distinction between animal and human life. So, by understanding, knowledge, real life from sadhu sastra guru bhakta, by approaching saintly person, sadhu, sastra means authorized scriptures, sadhu, sastra and guru and spiritual master. This is the source of knowledge. And the Vedic injunction is tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva abhigacchet. In order to learn that higher transcendental platform of knowledge, one should approach a guru, bona fide guru, who knows tad-viddhi-panipātena paripasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshana. This is the process. So, jathāgya-samasādhukta upāsri bhaktamevahi naveda pudmam aparam nastra janma sniti istvata. Nastra janma sniti. We are changing the circumstances, nastra janma sniti. As soon as one form of body is finished, death means forgetfulness. Death means forgetfulness. Everyone is continuing life, but when one forgets the activities of this life and accepts another body, that is called death. Otherwise, the spirit soul has no death. So therefore, we should be careful that I have already got this body, which is meant for suffering, more or less. It doesn't matter. There is suffering. A cat or dog is suffering more than a human being, but it does not mean that a human being is without suffering. That is not possible. Everyone is suffering. So in the human form of life, we can inquire why I am suffering. That is it. So Śāstra says that you are already suffering in any form of body. Either you are President Nixon or a man in the street, you are already suffering. That's a fact. Now you are suffering on account of this body. Nūnaṁ pramattva kuruti bhikarma. And still you are doing something which will cause to accept another material. Nūnaṁ pramattva kuruti bhikarma. And you are suffering because you indulge in your past life sense gratification, and you have got this body according to karma, and again, if you are engaged in sense gratification, Do not try to elevate yourself from this platform of sense gratification. Then you will again suffer. You will get, by nature's way, you will get another body according to the desire, according to the mentality you create at the time of death. Nature will supply you another body, and as soon as you get another body, your suffering begins. Your suffering immediately begins, even from the womb of the mother. As soon as the body is developed, the suffering is there to remain in that compact bed, and for so many months, hands and legs are tied up, cannot move, and nowadays there is risk of being killed. There's so much suffering from the beginning of my body in the mother's womb, and then I come out, again suffering, so one should have the sense that this so long we shall go on accepting this material body, the suffering will go on. Simply for it. So this awakening of consciousness is possible simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is so simple. Cheta Darpana Madhana. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you will understand Chetadam. Our suffering means there are so many dirty things within our heart. That is the cause of suffering. Just like a criminal, he has got the dirty things within the mind, that if I get such and such things, I will be happy. And he takes the risk of criminality as a risk of life. A burglar, a thief goes, he knows that if I am captured, I will be killed, I will be punished, I will be handed over to the police, and so on and so on. And still, he goes and steals. Why? That is sata. No longer pramatta. He has become bad after saying that. No longer pramatta. Pramatta means mad. Why is taking so much risk? Nuran pramatta kurutaya karma jat indriya pritaya, simply for sense. Simply for sense. So, Rishabdha said, for only sense gratification, why you are accepting so much suffering, life after life. Now, you have got this human form of life, you just try to rectify that no more material body. This is simple. Kapo dibbama putra kajena suddhita satya. You purify your existence. Kapo by tapasya, by austerity, penance. Because in human life, you'll find so many tapasis undergoing tapasya voluntarily. Not accepting the so-called material pleasures, that is called tapasya. Kapo dibbam. So kapo means undergo some austerities, penances, for dibbam, for awakening your spiritual existence. Then your struggle for existence will stop. Kapo dibbam putra. Jina suddhita satya. Satya, just like one man is infected with some disease, that is asuddha, impure condition, so we try to make it purified by injection, by medicine. And similarly, we are getting repeatedly different types of body. Now we should purify this bodily existence. And that purification in this age, it is very, very simple. Chant Hare Krishna, that's all. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nidvapanam. If you chant this Hare Krishna, Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Very simple thing. There is no question of caste, creed, nationality, color, richness, no. Everyone has got the tongue by the grace of God. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So just continue and be happy. Thank you.